Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
You know I am obsessed with The Masked Singer. Well, Hulu has that and so much more. There's so many streaming options these days, but Hulu has my favorite shows, from The Masked Singer to some classics like South Park, as well as Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, The Voice, Black-ish, The Good Place, Empire, Grey's Anatomy, This Is Us, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and more. But the thing I love the most about Hulu is Hulu doesn't just have options. Hulu has a great price. And as a father of three, I'm always trying to be as resourceful with my dollars as possible. You can get a great plan on Hulu for as little as $5.99 a month. So if you love TV and don't want to miss a moment of the new stuff, go to Hulu.com and start your free trial today.
3, 2, 1. Live from Los Angeles, it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez.
Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hey everybody, welcome to the PHP. Happy New Year, I'm Booker, that's Perez, how you doing?
That was a very moderate Happy New Year. That wasn't like a Happy New Year.
Well, I'm not annoying like you.
Well, you're annoying in your lack of enthusiasm is what you are.
I thought that was pretty enthusiastic for me.
No, that was a 6.5. That was not even a 7. It's the first show back of the new year after a long break. I at least expected an 8.1. How are you?
Maybe next year. I'm well. How you doing?
Oh, man. My break was everything I wanted it to be. You know, last week's show, when I said, was it last week? I don't even remember. Or the week before, or sometime in December, I said, you know, what you do, like a normal person who didn't grow up very overweight and didn't struggle with their weight for the majority of their life, I had a balanced holiday break. I indulged a lot, but I didn't go crazy. In fact, I even indulged last night. I'm really wilding out. It was my best friend's birthday party. Happy birthday, Eric. And it was a little dinner at his place, and I had food and I had drinks, and I just did so many fun things with my kids. We went down to Orange County where they have the OC Fair, but they set it up for Christmas. It's called Winterfest, and we did sledding and tubing and the little carnival thing. I took my kids to WWE. It was my daughter's first time seeing wrestling live, and she had so many questions. I loved it. She's like, Dad, why are these men wearing swimsuits?
And I'm like, that's a good question. Why do they have to dress that way? That's a very good question.
I'm like, it's a costume. The women wear swimsuits too. So that was fun. I took them to this thing called Nerf Challenge. We saw a couple movies. We saw Star Wars. I'll review the movies in 20 seconds, but you, because you don't see movies. We saw Star Wars. I really liked it. a lot. Loved it, actually. And then we saw Cats, which has been universally panned by both critics and viewers. Mm-hmm. But I actually liked Cats. Then again, I love musical theater. So if you love musical theater, I think you'll enjoy the movie. If you do not love musical theater, I don't think you'll like the Cats film. Like, yeah, it's weird. And you said that based on the trailer. But hello, all musical theater is weird. People don't just spontaneously burst out into song and dance. The whole concept of a Broadway show is bizarre. Yeah. But you have to surrender to it. And if you surrender to it, you'll enjoy it. And it was just nice to spend time at home and do things here and have the kids open their toys and celebrate with my mom and get her out of the house a little bit more than usual, which is good because mm-hmm. she doesn't love getting out of the house more. We even went to Venice Beach and did a Cuban restaurant there. So things are good. Anything eventful that you did while we were gone?
I went to Home Depot about 20 times. That's about it. I did a lot of things around the house. I didn't go anywhere.
Did you see any concerts?
No. I went to a lot of dinners. I was going to go to Baltimore, but my girlfriend got sick.
Oh.
And so we canceled that. But it was really great. I really enjoyed my time off. I'm not looking forward to going back to work tomorrow. I've really enjoyed sleeping in again and past 4 a.m. So that starts again tomorrow morning. I'm rested. I did so much stuff around my house and in my yard and in my garage. And I feel good. I'm ready to go for the new year.
How did you celebrate New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve, we went to Marina Del Rey, and my girlfriend's dad belongs to that yacht club, so
yeah.
we took a boat out on the water and watched the fireworks. That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
That is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I was asleep by maybe 11:30.
Really?
11. Like, I was really close to midnight, but then, you know, I was in my bed just surfing the internet, like seeing what had happened during the New York broadcast, like Andy Cohen called 50 Cent Shaq, and what else was eventful? I don't even remember. Like, I didn't pay too much attention to it because I was just nice and like unwinding, getting ready for bed. But yeah, I was asleep by 11:30 p.m. and that's fine because I've spent a lot of New Year's in Vegas, and I did have an existential crisis. Like, I was really I was not really tempted. I was tempted enough to go to Vegas, but I'm too much of a, I wouldn't even say good dad, but I'm too much of the type of parent that I would feel guilty leaving my kids around New Year's or the holidays when they're off from school to go party in Vegas for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
I can go party in Vegas anytime for 3 or 4 days. And for me, partying in Vegas just means going to see shows and eating at nice restaurants. So anyways, whatever. Enough about us. Let's catch up with what our favorite or maybe least favorite celebrities were up to over the holiday break.
Okay.
Most recently, not just social media and the internet, the world was shook when they saw new photos of Adele on vacation during the New Year's Eve holiday, or seemingly on vacation. We don't know that. She could have been in Anguilla working, and people got all worked up for two reasons. First, she was at the beach with Harry Styles.
Mm-hmm.
They could just be friends. They could be collaborating on music together, or they could be banging. We don't know.
Okay.
You know, there's three very possible options. All three are equally valid. I don't think they're banging. I'm not going to go with that one. I would say they're just either friends or I don't even think they're working together. I'm just going to say they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they happened to be there at the same time. They got together and hung out. Why not? They're rich and famous and sounds about right. And British.
And British, exactly. Yeah. So I think that's what it is. And then the other reason people were really just like, wow, is because she looks, and it's weird because, you know, I think I even spoke about this in the past, like, you know, over the last decade or so, there's this new movement where people are encouraging others not to comment on folks' physical appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were commenting on Adele's physical appearance in many ways. Some folks were saying, God, she's turned into Sarah Paulson. She looks just like Sarah Paulson, the actress from American Horror Story. She's been in almost all of them. Mm-hmm. And I could totally see that. They do look like sisters now. And then a lot of people were commenting on her weight, which a lot of women get very sensitive about when people comment on their weight. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, wow, she looks so good. She's lost a lot of weight. And then other people are like, oh my God, she's lost too much weight. Like, oh, people. I saw this photo and this post from Kate Hudson complaining about gaining 10 pounds over the holidays. And I'm like, bitch, please. You look fucking amazing.
Right. What are you up to, 92 pounds? Shut up.
Hopefully we're going to get new Adele music this year. There was a big rumor that it was going to happen end of last year, and that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Did you hear anything about that?
I haven't heard anything about new Adele from anybody, so.
Oh, I definitely know. I've heard this from various sources. I would not even be surprised if it happens this month. New Gaga music is coming.
Cool.
Really soon. And from everything I've heard, it's a return to pop. Like, you're wanting pop to make a comeback. Well, do you think she could, given her age?
It depends on the song. I mean, I always say that. She's got to make something that sounds young and fun.
She is 33. Not that old, mm-hmm. but, you know, she's a senior when it comes to music nowadays. It's all ruled by teenagers. Crazy.
It's true. It really is.
Yeah. We were supposed to get new Rihanna music last month or before. She herself had said she was going to drop the damn album in 2019. Well, it's 2020 and it hasn't happened. So, oh, well. But we did get new music from Justin Bieber, which I'm assuming by now, whether you like him or not, everybody has heard Yummy, a song about his wife, which, wait, before we even get into the song, let me read to you the lyrics to this. These are the lyrics to his song that he wrote about his wife, okay? Mm-hmm. Not some side chick or whatever, his wife. Yeah, you got that yummy yum, that yummy yum, that yummy yum. Yeah, you got that yummy yum, that yummy yum, that yummy yum. Say the word on my way. Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. Any night, any day, say the word on my way. Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. In the morning or the late, say the word.
We got it. We got it. It's fine. Everybody's heard the turd.
I did not say it was a turd. Let me finish the lyrics.
It's a turd and you know it. You're already giving me the lyrics.
Bonafide stallion. Ain't in no stable. No, you stay on the run. Ain't on the side.
Rez, nobody wants to hear you recite all the lyrics. Come on, what do you think about it?
I think it's really funny to read the lyrics. All right, listen. I think I'm just... I'm who you usually are today. I'm the contrarian. Mm-hmm. Just like I'm in the minority with liking the Cats movie, I think I'm in the minority with liking the new Justin Bieber song. I started off reading the lyrics. They are painfully dumb. But just like I can suspend my disbelief when I go see a Broadway musical and people start singing and dancing spontaneously, I don't get bogged down by the fact that they're stupid lyrics. I think it's catchy and it feels good and I like it. Do I think it's as good as, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? That and Sorry, like those two songs, those were the lead singles off Purpose, his last album. Those were timeless, brilliant pop songs. Mm-hmm. Maybe he felt he had to dumb it down on purpose because he wants to make and is intending to make, and we're told that's an R&B album. Maybe that's a diss at R&B music if that's the lead single that he came out with. Because,
right.
But then I disagree. There's a lot of really good R&B music being made. Mm-hmm. And he just made something that's lyrically dumb, but I like the beat, and I like... It's not even the chorus. That part that I started with, the yummy yum part, that's like the pre-chorus, right?
I guess.
Whatever. I like it. Do I think it's going to age well? Probably not, just like Taylor Swift's Me. But whether you hate Me or not, it was a hit. Okay. And I think ultimately that's all that Justin Bieber cares about is that it becomes a hit. And I just spoke to one of my industry insider friends who's really good about predictions and all of these things. And he tells me it's unlikely the song is going to debut at number one or even number two, but it's for sure the guaranteed to debut top five because they smartly double front loaded it. They released the song the same day they released the song. They released a lyric video, and then 2 days later they released a music video. So I like the song. You don't like it?
Well, first of all, my hope for 2020 is that you stop reciting these dumb charts like they mean a damn thing. They don't. It's all gamed and it doesn't mean anything.
No. Stop.
I don't have to stop. This is my point of view.
No, but you're wrong. Here's why.
No, I am not wrong about this.
All right.
We went over this 1,000 times. This is gaming a system. There's something new. People listen to it. That doesn't mean it's a hit. It doesn't even mean it's relevant.
Stop. I'm not. If people could game the system, then Katy Perry would have been able to get hits with her most recent 4 songs. And she wasn't even able to.
You can game the system with your fan base.
Then why was she not able to get a top 10 with her most recent 4 singles?
Because maybe her team opted not to game the system.
I just gave you a really great example that proved you wrong.
Then she didn't attempt to game the system.
Disagree.
It can be done and has been done over and over. That's all that I'm saying. And I hope in 2020 you wake up to the fact that it's being done all of the time and it doesn't mean anything. I'm not wrong, but whatever. Off to my point, about the song. I think pop radio's back. The programmers are back. What's the new song that has come out? Bieber. I think people will dabble with it a little bit unless an onslaught of new music comes up within the next couple of weeks and it may move up the chart a little bit. But ultimately, I don't think it's even a very good bubblegum hit for Bieber even. I think it's going to kind of come and go very quickly. That's my opinion on the song.
Did you watch the music video?
No.
True story, I watched between 30 to 40 seconds
and you're
of
out.
It, and I had to turn it off. Not because I was hating, not that it's a bad music video, but it just made me dizzy. I was honestly getting sick. They were doing these camera pans like in a circular motion, like around a table, and there was so much quick panning, and like I felt like I was gonna throw up and I was getting dizzy. And then I went with my kids to the OC fair. I said that recently. I'm clearly not a doctor or a scientist, but I'm pretty sure the older you get, you just get dizzy quicker or easier, right?
I don't know. I don't know if that's a thing or not. All I know is I don't want to get on a roller coaster the older I get.
But I've noticed personally that the older I get, the dizzier I get quicker and easier. So the Bieber video, I wanted to watch it just so I could have an opinion on it. It was making me ill. I had to stop. So there's that. What do you guys think about the song? Let us know. Chime in. Call us at 800-721-1185. And I look forward to hearing from you.
Cool.
Oh my God. I got my most recent shipment of Daily Harvest and I am obsessed. I love it so much. I have been craving this thing that I ate in my most recent Daily Harvest drop. They're like peanut butter balls, but they're not peanut butter balls. They're made with chickpeas. Ah, the thing I love the most about Daily Harvest is that they're really healthy meals or meal replacements, you know, or a snack, whatever, however you want to consume it. But so many of the options fill and fulfill my sweet cravings, like smoothies or even their overnight oats, which I put in the morning in the fridge, let it soak, and I have it at nighttime as dessert. I cannot recommend Daily Harvest enough. This is all plant-based food. It's a great way to be healthier in 2020. It's all super fresh, frozen at their peak freshness, and delivered to your door. You have 65 different options to choose from. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code Perez to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code Perez for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. That's dailyharvest.com. And I can't wait to get my next Daily Harvest box. Hopefully, I get even more good stuff next time. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Daily Harvest. So, it happened But unfortunately, it did not last long. Kylie Jenner, on January the 4th, 2020, overtook Kim Kardashian on Instagram and got more Instagram followers. Unfortunately, like half a day later, that same day, 6 hours or so later, Kim tied Kylie again. So they're now both at 156 million Instagram followers. I'm sure Kim went and bought a bunch of fake ones to go tie.
I'm sure they both are. They're both buying fake ones.
Well, here's another way to look at it. I've been on Instagram since 2013. It's now 2020, and I have 790,000 followers. By the end of 2020, I guarantee you I will have probably 300,000 on TikTok. It's just growing at such a faster rate than I ever grew on Instagram. So anyways, enough to, I'm not here to fuck, I'm not getting paid. I'm not here to be the TikTok spokesperson, but.
Is Kylie on TikTok?
She is. She's the only Kardashian that's active on TikTok. Smart. However, she doesn't post any content that's created just for TikTok. And the TikTok community knows that. The celebrities that do the best on that platform are the ones that aren't just repurposing content from their Instagram story or Instagram or whatever. You know, I do a little bit of that, but the majority of the videos that I'm posting on TikTok are exclusive for TikTok, and those are the ones that end up doing the best. All right, anyways, enough about TikTok. Let me wrap up with Kylie Jenner. She is not back together with Travis Scott. She was just spotted partying with some dude. They were together at a club. It was not Drake. She hasn't been spotted with Drake in a while. Blah, 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 blah. Who cares? Let's move on to Kanye West.
Okay.
This might surprise you, though. Did you know that Kanye West just dropped a new album?
Really?
Yeah.
No, didn't hear that.
He dropped it over the holiday break called Jesus Is Born. And he's not. I don't think he's featured on it. It's his Sunday Service Gospel Choir. But he released it and he executive produced it and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Would you have expected it to at least have made it to your attention?
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of shocked about. But if you said his vocals aren't on it, then I really don't care. I don't think anybody else does either.
Yeah. Well, speaking of them, Kim and Kanye got their daughter Northwest a Christmas present that divided a lot of people and brought out some really strong opinions. They bought her a jacket that they got at auction that Michael Jackson previously wore, and they paid $65,000 for it.
Wow.
A $65,000 Christmas present. If you had that kind of money, would you buy that kind of gift for your six-year-old? I wouldn't. I would not.
I don't think that's something I would ever do.
Like, listen, I won't lie. If I was making insane amounts of money where I had money to burn, I might throw a $65,000 birthday party for my six-year-old, but I'm not going to buy a jacket or a purse or piece of fashion for my six-year-old that's $65,000. That's just stupid, in my opinion. But yeah, they did that. And Northwest was also spotted out by the paparazzi rocking a $10,000 Birkin bag.
Well,
a lot of people were saying, oh, she probably just borrowed that from her mom. To those people, I say, please, seriously, you think she borrowed that from her mom? No, that's hers.
Yeah.
That's hers. If they bought her a $65,000 jacket from Michael Jackson as her Christmas present, they also got her a $10,000 Birkin bag. Jesus. Also, Kendall Jenner, for those that care, is back together with Ben Simmons, the basketball player. They celebrated together in Philadelphia. Kudos. She's still the most boring Kardashian to me. Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson, I am calling it now. They are going to get back together in 2020. He has been very persistent. He showed up at the Kardashian Christmas party. I just still can't imagine that. Like, he clearly, I've said this before on our show. This man has no shame. No shame. He cheated on this woman repeatedly and publicly, and yet he still shows his face at the big Kardashian Jenner Christmas party.
He's the father of the kid. He's always going to be around. He is. I think it's actually a good thing that he is spotted, because it means that he's a participant in raising his kid. So I don't think that's a big deal. I don't think it's even a sign that they're getting back together. I just think it's a sign that he's not a horrible human being.
I think they're definitely getting back together, though.
Hmm.
Also, over the holidays, Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson celebrated Christmas together. I think it was the first time they spent an extended period of time together in a bit, because they've been apart for a while. I think he was in New York. They were just apart, and I think she's fully recovered from her surgery. Miley also released this video, a look back at the last 10 years. It's interesting. Miley is a fascinating pop culture study and phenomenon, because a lot of the music that she's released over the last 10 years has not been hits. But in this video that she released, looking back the last 10 years, Liam Hemsworth was featured prominently, because it was like a highlight reel of her life and big moments.
Yeah.
Should she have included him in that, or should she have just like stuck to her musical career?
You know, that's funny, because there's a lot of conversation about that lately. Like, if you'd broken up with somebody in the past decade, and then your decade challenge or whatever, when you look back to kind of recap the decade on Instagram, people are wondering the same thing. Do I put my exes on there? It's your own preference. That's the answer to that question. If it's something that's painful, then I would say don't. If it's something that you just say, hey, that's part of my 10 years, that's part of my decade, then do. Doesn't make a damn bit of difference either way, but it'd be damned if you do and damned if you don't if you're a celebrity. If you didn't include him, people would be like, wow, you didn't include the guy you were married to for 9 out of those 10 years? Boy, that seems kind of dumb. So for her, I would say she has to.
Yeah, but she could have just kept it to like her professional career.
Yeah, that would have been boring, though. That's not what she uses Instagram for. She's pretty real on these social platforms, and she keeps it real most of the time, as celebrities go. So I think it would be kind of fake of her not to put him on.
I think she did it on purpose to hurt Liam Hemsworth. Yeah, there, I said it.
I don't think Liam gives a damn.
Also, over the holiday break, I mean, we're not even going to talk about it that long, but just I feel like I should mention it. And the intertwined stories are ones that I've followed for a long time. The ex of Bobby Christina Brown, the daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, who passed away in a very similar situation to her mother, drowning in a bathtub. That's still one of the wildest things of the last decade, that Whitney Houston died young and died because of a bathtub drowning. And then her daughter died the same way. That's insane. Insane. And now the daughter's ex has passed away of a drug overdose, and just sad and unfortunate. I just pray my kids don't do drugs. Like, oh my God. Moving on. Also sad, oh my God, I was really worried when the first report surfaced that Zac Efron nearly died over the holiday break.
I knew it was an internet bit from the first time I read it.
It wasn't. What are you talking about?
Because he has a show trying to kill Zac Efron or whatever that thing is called. And I said, this is something for the show.
You think it was fake?
Yes, of course it's fake. He wasn't dying. He never was dying. It's part of the show. It's the whole idea. Come on. What's the name of the show?
It's called Killing Zac Efron.
Oh, okay. So then a story comes out that Zac Efron gets sick. You don't think maybe that by possibility they may have just said, oh, he's sick, but they made it sound a lot more serious than it actually was, just because he has a show called whatever you said it was, Killing Zac Efron. Zac Efron. Yeah, you don't think that there's a chance? Smells like bullshit to me, dude.
I mean, now that you say it, his response or his statement is very carefully worded. After the report surfaced, this is what he wrote on Instagram. Very thankful to everyone who has reached out. I did get sick in Papua New Guinea, but I bounced back quick and finished an amazing 3 weeks in Papua New Guinea. I'm home for the holidays with my friends and family. Thanks for all the love and concern you see in 2020. See you in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he never even said he was very sick. He never said he was hospitalized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amanda Bynes, I think, continues to struggle. She was seen over the holidays debuting a new face tattoo.
Hmm. I think it's fake.
What?
The picture that I saw online. Well, it would be puffy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it could have been there for a while. We hadn't seen a photo of her in a bit.
Hmm.
And yeah, but not. She didn't just get a heart. She got a heart, and either her tattoo artist messed up or it was done lopsided on purpose. It's not like a cute heart. It's not a perfectly symmetrical heart. It's a lopsided heart.
Hmm.
Maybe it is a metaphor. I don't know. But I don't think it's a good token, a good omen, a good indicator for her mental health that she's getting a face tattoo.
Hmm. Well, it's worked out for Post Malone, all right. So
yeah, but she's not Post Malone.
You're right.
Also, the reality TV star known as Mama June, Honey Boo Boo's mother, continues to be a hot mess. She's, for the last year, practically abandoned her daughter. Most recently, police were called to a Georgia hotel. She's been living on the road also, probably just doing drugs with her boyfriend and not having a home, staying in hotel rooms. They were called to a Georgia hotel room because she checked out with her boyfriend and she had left a mess, but not just a mess. It was destroyed, window, mirror broken and bloodied and just, ugh. I don't even know this woman, but I'm sending positive vibes her way and to her family. All right, on to lighter news. I hope this is not true, but there are whispers and reports that Gigi Hadid has reconciled with Zayn Malik.
Okay.
Ugh, that's just...
I'm surprised you care even 1%. I just couldn't care less about either one of those people.
Anyways, that's that. Let's take some calls.
You want to do that? All right. 800-721-1185. That's our phone number. Let's get to call number one here.
Hello, Carolyn calling from Tennessee. Booker, thank you so much for calling Perez out on his long-ass YouTube videos that he's playing. They are way too long. I love Perez so much. I have tried to sit and watch because I love the video format, but I agree. 2 minutes, that's all I need. You sit there and you pause and you sip on your tea and your coffee and you look around. Cut that shit out. Make it short. Thank you. Love the show.
He'll keep them at 40 minutes and nobody will watch. Any comment to that, Perez?
By nature, all YouTube creators are putting long videos because you don't... To give you a very transparent answer, 4 or 5 years ago, YouTube changed how they pay creators. You don't get paid by views anymore. You get paid by minutes watched. So I don't need a lot of views. I don't need masses to be watching my videos. If I have a small and loyal few that watch my long videos as much as possible, then I'll make more than having one video with a million views. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense, but I
would love to make shorter videos. It would take less of my fucking time, but I'm not going to make as much money. Mm. That YouTube does not... That's not how YouTube works, unfortunately.
I believe in quality over quantity in everything. And everything he just said is the opposite of what I completely preach about everything. I think people will watch if it's great, and more people will come to the party if it's great than it just being average and long. And I would go for quality. You're not.
Listen, I am well entrenched in YouTube culture and the YouTube community. I am not just speaking for myself. The overwhelming majority of all professional YouTubers make long videos. Mm-hmm. None of them are anyone that's making short videos, they're just putting that on Instagram or TikTok. It's as simple as that. YouTube is for longer content for all the creators, or for 90% of the creators.
Well, I guess if you're going to do it long, be good the entire time would be the point, because it sounds like that's what she's bitching about, that it's not that good.
No, she was just bitching about the time. I think I'm always good.
Another call.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. I just wanted to call in and comment on Perez talking about Mariah Carey's kids being out to dinner at midnight. And I'm a server. I work at a restaurant that's open until 2 a.m. And most nights on Friday and Saturday, I'm there until 2 a.m. And these people come in with their kids and they're fussy, they're crying, or they're sleeping on the table. And I just think it's absolutely fucking ridiculous that these people drag their kids out at all hours of the night. And where I work, it's not super cheap. So if you can run up a $150 tab drinking and eating, you can definitely afford a sitter. It just feeds the fuck off so much. And I'm so happy you guys were talking about it today. So I just had to call, give my two cents. Anyways, love you guys. Love the podcast. Happy New Year. Bye.
Such a good point.
But I don't think it's that. You know, I think some people just want to spend the time with their kids, and they don't think it's a problem that their kids are out that their young children are out that late.
Well, I think it's a lot of people are self-centered, and they just feel like that they have to go out instead of putting their kids first and staying home and putting them into bed. But what do I know? I'm not a
parent. Man, I don't know.
Hi, my name is Brittany, and I'm calling from Atwater, California, and I love your guys' show when you guys were talking about Camila, and I totally understand where Booker is coming from, because my daughter is 9, and she has a TikTok, and I have to go in and see certain things that she talks about, and there is one TikTok in particular that she posted, and I can vaguely remember what it was, but it had to do with color, and she's 9, and she's a very kind little girl, and she kind of is aware of, like, racism and stuff like that, but when she posted the video, like, I don't think she understood so I had to delete it, because I was like, oh my gosh, someone would literally be offended by this, and I don't want anyone to think that my daughter is like that, because she's not even remotely at all. And my nephews, who are 17 and 16, the way they talk literally would send a Twitter storm, because they just don't have a filter, and they're stupid kids. So, I mean, I think that Booker is correct that some of these kids don't even understand what they're saying and how it could offend somebody. They'll just throw around different vulgar language that...
All right, I got it. I'm the one cutting somebody off now, not you. I get it. Not, but 9 is very different than 12, okay? Or 13.
I don't think it is. I don't. I think that for boys especially, I think boys, and this just comes from, you know, having a nephew that age and knowing his friends and seeing what they talk about, I just think that's standard. I think that that's... doesn't mean anything. I just think it's them challenging vocabulary. And I don't think it means that they're racist or developing racist thoughts. I think it's just poking around and where's the line in communication. And I think it's just that. And I think the same with Camila. I don't think it means anything. I think it's unfortunate that it's out there and she didn't take care of it before she became a celebrity. At whatever length it would take to do that. But I don't think it means anything. I just don't. 800-721-1185. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. I don't know. I don't care. We'll do this again in a couple of days. Everybody have a happy new year and take care.
See ya.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.